Benvenuti, and welcome everyone to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. My name is Marco.
All right, Marco. So today we're talking. Are you okay? We're having a newbie lesson today. This newbie. Do you want a glass of water?
No.
Do you
no.
need? Are you sure you're okay?
The theme of the lesson.
I do have a notebook full of tricks for this because I suffer terribly from bad hiccups sometimes. But we're not going to talk about those yet. We're going to give you the keyword of the day.
Il singhiozzo.
Il singhiozzo. That means a hiccup. The hiccup. You're going to be hearing this word in the following dialogue. The dialogue's going to be played for you three times. And when we come back, we'll be talking all about what's going on in the dialogue.
Dialogue. First time.
Oh no! Il singhiozzo!
Il singhiozzo? Ti aiuto io.
Come?
Ah! Passato il singhiozzo?
Dialogue, second time.
Oh no! Il singhiozzo!
Il singhiozzo? Ti aiuto io.
Come?
Ah! Passato il singhiozzo?
Dialogue, third time.
Oh no! Il singhiozzo!
Il singhiozzo? Ti aiuto io.
Come?
Ah! Passato il singhiozzo?
We are back. So, Marco, there's a lot of great stuff in this dialogue. Hopefully, this is not too common a situation because I personally hate having hiccups. I don't know about you. Do Italians have a lot of tricks for getting rid of them?
Italians have a lot of hiccups. It's a
really?
Italian cultural thing. Yes. And we have our share of tricks to get rid of the singhiozzo.
Well, let's talk about those when we come back. How about we translate these line by line into English?
Yes, Catherine. Oh no, ho il singhiozzo.
Oh no, I have the hiccup.
Oh no, ho il singhiozzo.
Oh no, I have hiccups.
Oh no, ho il singhiozzo. Il singhiozzo? Ti aiuto io.
The hiccup? I'll help you.
Il singhiozzo? Ti aiuto io.
Hiccups? I help you.
Il singhiozzo? Ti aiuto io. Come?
How?
Come?
How?
Come? Passato il singhiozzo?
Gone the hiccup.
Passato il singhiozzo?
Your hiccup's gone.
Passato il singhiozzo? So in this dialogue they use the technique of fear.
Yeah, scaring somebody into not having the hiccups any longer, which is actually something I've practiced a lot, and I don't think it really works, but it did work for the character, I think, in this.
I think it used to work in the old days, but now with all the exposure that we have to fear some situations, it doesn't work anymore.
You do live a very dangerous life, right? Fear left and right.
You know my middle name, Catherine, don't you?
I'm not even going to say it. But there's a lot of great stuff here that you can use in other areas. Of course, this keyword today, il singhiozzo, is the linchpin of this dialogue. It's what we're talking about. But let's just go back to the first line where we're talking about having the hiccups. Because one thing to note in Italian, especially as a newbie, is that you don't have to say who has the hiccups because that's kind of a given when you look at the verb. So the verb here is I have, right? Or to have.
Oh.
And oh is only used to mean I have. Because
yes.
To say you have, I say something completely different.
So, a little bit of a pronunciation guide here, if I am allowed.
Please.
The O, it's written with an H. The H is silent, but it's different from O. So we have an open O.
O.
Not to be confused with O.
Il singhiozzo.
O il singhiozzo.
So here we say, I have what? Not the hiccups, like in English, but we just say the hiccup. So that's one more difference I'm going to point out for you. So the phrase to say, I have the hiccups, you say, ho il singhiozzo.
Ho il singhiozzo.
All right, and so the response is, well, I'm going to help you.
Ti aiuto io.
All right, this is an amazing phrase because you're going to use it all the time, and it's very, very, very simple. I think we should just break it down. Aiuto means I help. All right, again, yes. We're not going to say the word I yet. It's kind of contained within this verb.
Aiuto.
Aiuto. So you could just say ti aiuto.
Ti aiuto.
But we want to emphasize that I'm the one helping you. So ti aiuto io.
Ti aiuto io.
So I'll think of something. It's like I'm on it, right? Ti aiuto io.
Ti aiuto io.
Luckily, I'm an expert and I wrote a book on getting rid of the hiccup. So ti aiuto io, right? And so this person wants to know how.
Come.
And then boom, bah, crash. The scary part happens.
Ah.
Are they gone? So how do you ask? Are the hiccups gone?
Passato il singhiozzo.
All right, because we're talking about one hiccup in Italian, il singhiozzo. You say passato, passato il singhiozzo. Is it gone?
Mm-hmm. Passato.
Passato. All right, and passato also means like past or past tense. So it's kind of easy to remember that this means gone,
yeah.
Right?
Don't go there and try to, you know, don't think about past, present tense. It's just remember passato.
Passato.
Means, you know.
Is it gone?
Is it gone? Passato.
Great. So I think we should jump back into this dialogue. We'll hear it three more times.
Again.
Really drive the point home. No, but really, now that you've discovered a lot of the things, the special gems inside this dialogue, it's going to be more fulfilling, I think, to listen to it. So when we come back, we'll be talking more about ways of getting rid of hiccups in Italy.
Dialogue. First time.
Oh, no! Il singhiozzo.
Il singhiozzo? Ti aiuto io.
Come?
Ah! Passato il singhiozzo?
Dialogue, second time.
Oh no! Il singhiozzo.
Il singhiozzo? Ti aiuto io.
Come?
Ah! Passato il singhiozzo?
Dialogue, third time.
Oh no! Il singhiozzo!
Il singhiozzo? Ti aiuto io.
Come?
Ah! Passato il singhiozzo?
Share, then you can share. Okay, so in America, we also have the spoonful of sugar.
Ah.
Not only does it make the medicine go down, but it also helps your hiccups go away.
It's not true. It doesn't work.
But it tastes good. So, you go. What's another way of getting rid of hiccups?
I tell you mine. My special way that works.
The Marco
everywhere.
Danger, De Muti's way of getting rid of hiccups.
All over the world, in the universe, is you drink 7 to 10 sips of water without breathing.
Oh, wow.
And it works. Bam.
Bam, you hit the floor because you
no,
run out of
Seriously, for me it works a lot. And I have to say, I have a special condition with hiccup. Like when my body is very tired, that's the way of my body, because I have a body of 5 years old. Like
Of a child.
Yes. If I drink too much, if I smoke too much, if I eat too much, everything... He's like, oh, I'm tired. I cannot take it. I'll give you some hiccups to make you realize that you have to stop.
Really? Because in the cartoons, it's always the drunk character that has the hiccups.
Yeah, I don't understand really the
where they come from.
Yeah.
No, I don't know where they come from. If you know, users, please let us know, because it's kind of been a mystery in my life. Where do hiccups come from?
Somebody should look into that.
And where do they go when you scare them? So,
other methods like the alphabet thing. I think it's totally...
Or the alphabet backwards.
The alphabet backwards is totally a teacher's invention for students to learn it better. I don't know, but it doesn't work. I can't tell you that.
Well, water and counting and holding your breath seem to be the standard international ways of getting rid of hiccups.
Il singhiozzo.
So yours is passato, yeah.
Mi è passato and I'm... I'm now a happy man, ready to face again the mysteries of life.
So let's go. We're going to head out of here. But if you have questions or comments about today's lesson, please do post them on our website, ItalianPod.com. We've got a discussion section just for today's lesson. We've also got stuff all over the internet, Facebook, Flickr, Twitter, iTunes. We're pretty much everywhere. But we do have an email address if you want to get in touch with us privately. That email address...
Privately, you can write at xxx italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
That's going to be all from us here today at the Time Pod. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.